Saturday morning, quarter to two. That you are a showgirl at heart, and mine was taken the moment you began to play your part. If I wake up without you with your song in my head, will I still smell your scent all over my bed? Will you be just in the wings or chauffeured away? Are you just getting your things or never with attention in some backstage alleyway? You gracefully enchant with those incendiary eyes, nearly set the scenery aflame as you dance by. And when you took to the air, it was the trick of a light. Jump to my feet and let your standing ovation. If I wake up without you with your song in my head, with your body a spotlight, still heat in my bed, will your voice be an echo, warm in my ear? Will you be off at some gala on your way here? Will you be shunning at doors to find your way back, or drinking it all with the feeling something you lack? Will you be buried on Broadway or here on the Rendezvous Bay? If I can attract some spotlight, maybe you'll promise to stay. Can I take your coat off, maybe get you a train? Back to sleep, maybe I'll get you on stage in my dreams. Television still on, showed some syndicated faces, smiles drawn on. Mine was true, still applauding you.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 243. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a great track by Penny Blacks. That song is called Gentlemen Marry Brunettes, and it's on the Silver Screen EP, just released March 5th by the band. The band is based out of St. John, New Brunswick, and fronted by Jason Ogden. Originally, this was a solo project, though it's grown into much more developed, and this EP is the best work they've ever done, and that song there is just a gem. As you can tell, I am on the road again, recording into a MacBook Air, so I know you don't enjoy the low fidelity, and I've got so much music to play, so let's stop talking and move on. Here's a track by Peach Kelly Pop.
Yeah.
wrap up a quick set there with Colleen Green with the song Every Boy Wants a Normal Girl. That is from her new album Sock It To Me, which just came out March 19th on Hardly Art. She's based out of Los Angeles and currently heading out on tour as a three-piece. I wish I could catch that show. Not sure it's coming anywhere near me, though. Before that, we heard from Peach Kelly Pop with the song Panchito Blues 2. That is on her self-titled album, which came out April 2nd of this year on Burger Records. That is a project of Allie Hanlon, and she is also currently on tour, played in Kansas City just a week ago or so. Unfortunately, I missed that show as I was traveling for work and I think in near Chicago at that time. So unfortunately, I missed that one, and that's a shame because that album is just wonderful fun from start to finish. Coming up here, I've got to change gears on you a little bit. I got a track here by Digits. The song is called Street Violence.
We'll be right back.
Not knowing exactly what you're going to get is half the fun of listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, right? We started that set off there with Digits with the song Street Violence. That's on the album In the City of the Dead, which was self-released back in January of this year by Alt Altman. He's currently based in Berlin, Germany. I really like that song, and it's got an excellent video, though the album itself, it just doesn't do a whole lot for me. But that song, I think that's pretty solid. After that, we heard from Grandchildren with the song Sunrise. That's on the album Golden Age, which will be out May 7th on the Ernest Jennings Records. The band is the project of Alex Martre, based out of Philadelphia, PA. And, kind of harkens back to that chill wave crest that happened a few years ago. But I think it's very solid, and again, that's a song that really sticks in my head. I guess it's pretty simple to talk about how the Too Much Rock podcast comes together. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. But hopefully I make good choices, get some good music, put together a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump back into some more music here. I've got a track here from Strictly Ballroom. The song is called Crickets. Thank you. Wonderful history lesson there. We ended things off there with The Regrets. That song is called India Ink, and that's on the band's album New Directions, Results Beat Boasts. That came out in 1997 on Crank Records. The band recently reunited for a show at the Middle of the Map Festival, and I actually have video of the band performing that song if you want to check it out at the Too Much Rock website. That is an album that I owned years ago, but I have lost track of and lost my copy. But after seeing them live last week, Kate went out and bought that copy, and so I'm happy to add it to my library again, and that's how it ended up on the Too Much Rock podcast. Before that, we heard from Strictly Ballroom with the song Crickets. That's on a new collection of theirs called Collected Recordings 1994 to 1999. That is from the band's 1996 debut album. The compilations is on Tenderness Records, and it came out March 19th, so it's a new release that you'll want to pick up. Some people are going to grab it because it includes "Oh Jimmy" from Postal Service playing bass on it. But I think the real important thing to note is it's just a seminal emo recording in that post-hardcore vein. And if those vocals weren't anguished, I don't know what you're looking for. But that was certainly the sound that I was into the early and mid-90s. Such a wonderful thing there. I guess there's a lot of things I need to talk about, and I see I'm out of time, so let's be really quick about this. Looking at the concert calendar, if I were back in town in time, on the 19th I would catch 4th of July at the Brick. Looking at the 2nd of May, Harmar Superstar is playing at the Granada, and that is going to be a wonderful show with Dead Girls opening. Bill Callahan is coming on the 8th at the Record Bar, and I'll miss that show as well, but I'll be back on the 11th to catch Caitlin Rose and Daniel Romano at the Jackpot. You heard Caitlin Rose on last week's podcast, and I think you'll hear Daniel Romano on next week, so some samples there. On the 29th, I'm going to miss Japandroids at Granada, which is sad, as well as XX on June 4th at the Uptown, and that Black Flag reunion show at the Granada on the 6th. Hopefully back in town on the 19th to catch Mountain Goats at the Record Bar, and probably around for Rock Kansas Festival, 28th to the 29th of June. But as I get back into town, I'm certainly will fill up that concert calendar with everything. Okay, let's wrap this up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 243. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Let's end things off here with a local band from Lawrence, Kansas. The band is Black on Black, and they're just about to release their second six-song EP of the year. It'll be out on April 26th. It's called Let's Get Cynical, and the song I'm going to play here is called Paid Piper. So thank you very much for listening. Ending here with Black on Black.